It's TGI Now time, back again in the K420 studio, discussing real, authentic truth talk, freedom of speech, and living in the now. Free in your mind.
One episode at a time.
Shit, we trying.
Yeah, we are. How many episodes now?
This is 131.
131.
131,
so,
man. Yeah. We have 131 episodes. That's 131 weeks of fucking putting them out there without failing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's nice, man. Yeah. So we're putting the broadcast out there. You guys just got to start plugging us in and start sharing the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's important, you know. I mean, we got plenty of followers, but we definitely want more.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So plug us out there, man. You know, have a little courtesy, you know, say, hey, share the show. We don't actually got you no money or nothing like that.
And just, speaking of sharing the show, plugging the show.
Pretty much want to speak, or hopefully what you guys want to hear. It's a conversation, you know. Now we got Mike. Mike is here from To The Point. You know, he's here to share.
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, and you?
Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, so how's your podcast going?
We're consistently every week we're getting shows out there, minus a vacation here and there, but you know, there's plenty to talk about, that's for sure.
How many shows you got out, man?
Just this year we're up to, I want to say, we'll be recording 36 this week.
Yeah. That's a plus. Wow. Yeah, I tell you, most people don't do more than 7. Yeah. They stop.
Well, I think last year we didn't start at the beginning of the year, so I think we only got about 25 episodes in last year.
Yeah.
And not all of them were video.
Right. You know, well, we just started video ourselves. Yeah. So yeah, probably awesome. Our last 30 is probably video.
That's awesome. 36 videos. Yeah. Yeah. I remember sitting there in the back of the cave in the old studio talking to you guys about, like, start a podcast.
Yeah, start a podcast.
We had played around with a couple samples years ago with some other friends. And kind of like, you know, it was still something we talked about. Never would put...
Yeah.
Promise behind it. And then when we started hanging out, we come across those videos, Jennifer Pippen on Facebook, and that's where I met you guys and found your podcast. And then I got to sharing your show quite a bit, and then we met and all that. That's kind of how it's like, well, the only thing to do is just do it. Like, why would we keep talking about
it? And look where we're at.
So you
met it through Jennifer Pippen, Miles for Liberty. Yeah. Look at what we dealt with the school board meeting that went viral here in Indira County, Long Beach, you know. So look where, how far we've come to where we decided to start something that was local. And then turn around and end up being nationwide. And now we have viral videos going viral.
Well, yeah, that video that I tell you that my wife sent me, because she sent me a bunch of videos that she's been plugged in, and one of them is in Europe.
Yeah.
One of the plugs were from Europe, that they have her speaking in the school board meeting. And the thing is the truth is that parents are speaking up, grandparents are speaking up. We're tired of the bullshit, man, you know. And they fucked up. They exposed it with COVID because no one was really paying attention, if you remember. Yeah. We started paying attention when we had the kids home. We're saying, this is what you're teaching our kids?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
It wasn't like we were like fucking unaware, really. Like, we trusted school system.
Yeah, but we were
And then when COVID came and the kids were home, and that's when we started realizing, you motherfuckers are teaching our kids this shit?
Yeah. Well, what I'm worried about now, and I heard rumors of it, and it's kind of coming to fruition because I got little kids in school. It's like a different test every week.
Yeah.
So, like, that's one of my concerns this year, now that we're back in off, you know, back in campus fully like we were last year. But what are they doing now, you know, like they were before that
came? I don't know, man. These kids are, you know, the books that we read, I think they took 30 out. There's still, like, another 100 books that need to get done out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, the sad thing is that, you know, you see people fighting to keep these books, and I really don't see the purpose. Look, we're not trying to burn books, you know, and that's what they're saying. Oh, these people want to burn books, go back to the... No, we're not trying to burn books. Just get them out of the fucking school.
I got no love for any of them people. I'm sorry. I really don't care what her story is, whether she's a grandma or she's got daughters that have gone through this or their friends. I really don't give a shit. Like, what? There's no purpose in any of that shit being in a school library.
No.
Nobody cares if it's at the public library. You go, whatever, get it out of public library.
They read that shit, you know what I mean? That's what turns you on.
My complaint with the parents or proponents or groomers or scumbags, whatever you want to call them, is, well, they find worse on TikTok or, you know, on the internet at home. Well, okay, that's a parenting issue. Yeah, that's a scumbag parenting issue. That's not a public school tax dollar.
No.
You know, teach my kids issue. And I'm
paying for this.
And I'm at the level where I almost don't trust my kids around other kids. Not that I don't trust the kids,
you
but
just
what
don't
are
know
their
what that
parents
kid's being taught?
Yeah,
and
like
that kid's
I know there's
my kid,
parents
you know?
Out there that are okay with this shit.
Yeah.
You know, that kid, they could have a kid at my
that's
kids.
Not a, that's not nothing to be like
no.
ashamed of, because that's something yeah. you really got to worry about, what your kid's taking from other people's kids.
And what the scary part is we should be parental rights. Like, it's my business what I teach my kid.
Yeah.
But there's a certain level of...
Where you draw that line.
Will, you know, an yeah. integrity. You know, we want to teach right from wrong, not, mm-hmm. you know, right.
But
whatever.
You know,
whatever.
The sad thing is that when we're growing up, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
Sorry.
When we were growing up, right, we used to go to our friend's house, right? We kind of knew the parents. You know, the parents would interview the parents. I know that I always did. Before my kids went anywhere, and Mandel will tell you, because he grew up around my children, they weren't allowed to stay in anyone's house. I'm a little funny about that.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, but they could go to somebody's house and hang out if I knew the parent or whatever.
Right.
Now, they're not doing that. Remember, everything is on the internet.
Yep.
So they're in your house on the internet. So you don't really know what they're doing. You don't know who they're really speaking
to.
Right. They have all these fucking pedophiles yep. are out there acting like children, talking to your children, grooming your children on the internet. So they're not even, they're coming into your house uninvited. Do you understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Your kids are letting them in your house uninvited. They're sneaking these perverts and these pedophiles in your home. Right? Because they're young, they're getting the attention. Oh, look at you, you did so good in sports. Oh, that picture you got with the soccer, you look so handsome. You know, and so they think it's a young girl, you know, and they keep on. And next thing you know, they're exposing all their information, where they live, and
it's
the school they go to. And that's how they get snatched up. And that's why they got all this sex trafficking
yeah.
and all this other shit more now than before, because of the internet. The internet has exposed our children
absolutely.
To all kinds of fucking perverted shit.
I'll give an example. My daughter's into gymnastics, and she found this gymnastics channel. And that's actually not a gymnastics channel. It's this guy who did dance photography.
Okay.
And he would post videos. And he did some famous videos or pictures. He was a photographer.
Okay.
Well, he did one with his little daughter and noticed the hits, the views, like skyrocket. So, you know, he just... flourished her to do gymnastics and this and that, and it was like years of following his daughter doing stupid stunts and working with other influencers, and then it was kind of more like a glorifying her as a little woman
mm-hmm.
and the more, you know, I started to see this shit on my TV, I'm like, I'm kind of getting uncomfortable with this.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, I don't like
innocent
that
little
shit.
Girl, she was into all this stuff, but like the other aspect and that I noticed
the creepy part,
it was
yeah.
her father's channel. It wasn't like a corporate channel, so I looked into it, and there's videos out there stating just that, like how he's using her.
Yeah,
well, you have to understand there's a lot of people out there who like seeing little
yeah.
kids in tights. Like, look, if I see let's say your daughter's into gymnastics, right, and I saw her jumping around, I'm not going to look at your daughter.
Right,
I'm going to look at her stunts.
Right.
Wow, that's a fucking nice triple stunt that she did there, boom, boom, boom. But you have people focusing on certain parts
mm-hmm.
of the young girl,
yeah.
which are perverted.
The grooming. Yeah.
Right, and that's
the
where the grooming comes in. Oh, you know, your daughter's awesome, and they put out all this shit, and the father saying, why not?
Exactly.
Well,
it's like
that.
You saw that. We saw that happen with the Olympic situation.
Yeah.
That guy that was training all those gymnastic girls
yeah.
and all those, I'm talking about years.
Years
of
fucking, yeah.
Years. Generations of
yeah.
young women went through this man's hands.
Yeah.
He was a doctor.
He was a doctor,
yeah.
a physician or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so just to break away, not even to break away, but because she's watched videos on my YouTube account.
Look what comes up.
When you go on my YouTube, just on the shorts alone.
Sorry about that.
But just in the shorts alone,
you see all the different
you
ones.
Just sexualizing.
Yeah, but right, that's exercise, right? That's yoga. But look.
Right, but then they'll pause the video, if you go to their other ones.
8.7K likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all she's doing is a stretch. Now, if she was to be doing that, not as sexy outfit, but now remember,
they get worse than this.
One of the things I have to
yeah.
tell you, because that's becoming popular now. People exposing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's an adult woman wanting to show her pretty body, show it. Fuck it. I believe that. I'm a firm believer of that. However, if you're a young child, right, and your parents are encouraging you to do this, that's fucked up.
YouTube's off all the devices in the house except for our phones, you know, our adult phones.
Well, and think about the movie Sound of Freedom, too. Remember that guy, the father, brought the daughter and the son to the little modeling agency because they was like, oh, she's cute.
Sorry, I ain't leaving my little girl anywhere.
Exactly. So that's you think it's a good thing. You think it's okay. Yeah.
I want other parents to know us. They can trust their kids at my kid's house.
Oh yeah.
But
my house was a safe house.
Little kids. My kid just had a birthday party, and the amount of parents who just dropped their kids off.
Exactly.
I didn't really have any. I mean, Elisa's had some type of conversation with them.
Yeah, but you.
But it's just like they haven't even seen the whole place, and it's like okay, but they're safe. But I was like, wow,
my kids get dropped off to his family. That's the only people that get dropped off to.
Yeah. I never had a babysitter for Quinn. I never had hired somebody to come and watch him when he was little. It was always my brother, my sister, my grandmother, my mother, or his grandma family. It was always family of his, all his grandmothers.
We've been fortunate enough. We haven't had to go.
You know, we're blessed. We have that type of family.
Yeah.
A lot of families aren't so blessed. They got family that'll fucking sell the kid, molest the kid. I mean, they left me with family.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was 8 years old and I was molested for fucking years and they kept on dropping me off to family because he was a free babysitter. Yeah. What they didn't realize is that it wasn't free. Your son was paying the fucking price with his ass, with his fucking legs, getting fucking molested.
All of it.
So, you know, we have to be careful when we drop off our kids, even with family, because family sometimes can be the worst because they're the ones you trust the most.
It's usually family.
You know, so, Just to keep it 100, man, you know, we have to really be vigilant with our children, where they go, who they're talking to online, everything. It, almost like we have to be nosy because the world is fucked up. The world is looking to fucking swallow up our children. You know, when I first met John, right, he was talking about adrenochrome and fucking Rondell agreed with him. And I was like, what the fuck? You know, I didn't want to believe it. I understand that it's true now. Mm-hmm. But I remember, you remember, John, I said, nah, dude, that's fucking crazy. How can that happen?
I remember.
I was like, because I never heard of it, you see, because I didn't want to see things. So when he exposed that to me, and I said, man, the fear of a young child's blood brings youth to the elite, right? Yeah. And that fucking made me feel like so fucked up. Yeah. Like you're taking... You're scaring these children and draining them of their blood. This way you could drink it. And that's real shit, you know, like people are actually really doing that. I mean, this happening today. It could be happening right now.
Yeah. It's strange because like cutting meat, when you get like a cut of beef that's really bloodshot.
My heart hurts just thinking about
it. It's usually because...
Really, bro. Ooh.
The meat, if it's super bloodshot, it's usually because the animal was... The adrenaline was pumping... And
I need to put this out there real quick.
You've been sharing the podcast with bikers and citizens for a better future, and I'm glad you have. So I'm gonna shoot this out. So what the organization is about this. It's about saving children, saving, you know, women who are being battered, saving the elderly. But just to talk about the children, so one of the things that the organization does, and they have 740 something saves, right? So I was talking to Bob Henderson today. He's the president of the international president of Citizens and Bikers for a Better Future. And right now what's happening is that funds are low. In order for us to do rescues and anything else, you need money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To buy a child is $2,500. You could buy a child, set them free. You know, it's $2,500. That's money that we need. We want to buy the child. Buy the child, put the child in a better situation, take them back to whatever. We find out where the kid belongs. Because that's what it takes. It takes money. Sound of Freedom, that's how they were doing it. Mm-hmm. So talking to Bob, I understand what they're saying. Sound of Freedom was the same thing. It wasn't so much going in there with guns blazing. It was going in there with money.
Yeah.
You know, buying the children back, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
But you buy the children back. You know what I mean? And you know, whatever they think you're going to do with the child, it doesn't matter. They get the money, you get the child. You release the child. You know, so if it takes $2,500, because that's pretty much the going price, $2,500 to free a child. Think about it. We fucking send billions to fucking Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Fucking all this money is going all over the fucking place. And in this country alone, we could save millions of children, unfortunately, by buying them. Look, the government is the one part of this fucking wholesale thing. So they're just getting the money back.
It's hard to trust
you know,
the system.
If you want to launder money, Biden, if you want to launder some money, why don't you launder it here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Launder it here and use that money, even if it goes back into your pocket, motherfucker, but let the children go. I know he's part of it. They're all part of it. His fucking son is part of it. This whole fucking administration, Republicans, Democrats, fucking liberals, fucking conservatives, all the same, bro.
Hungry
motherfuckers for little kids.
A desperate level.
Yeah. They are at a desperate level. Yeah. That's what's happening. They're throwing everything at humanity because it's a war for our conscience. It's a war for our soul, and that's what they're doing. They want the soul of the children, and that's how you get it. You get it by getting them young, and you control their mind, and then that's all. It's all over. That's why it has to stop, because freedom of speech is almost dead at this point. It really is. I mean, we're getting to that point. I mean, look at the school board meetings. They're trying to shut the parents down from not coming to speak now. Now they're like, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't have them be able to speak until the end of the meetings. And they're trying to just shut people down. Oh, they have to be a parent in order to come and express their concerns. It's all bullshit. They're all afraid that they don't want to hear the truth. The truth will set you free, but it's going to piss you off first.
Yeah. And it's sick when you watch some of these school board meetings because they already know the law.
Exactly.
But they still push the envelope under board action.
Exactly.
What do they do? They can just go back and fix it.
Yep.
And ask for forgiveness.
That's what they used to do. See, but it doesn't work anymore.
DeSantis, there's a little more accountability. 100%. But I mean, how much can you trust that?
At least we got a little bit. We were able to get a little more than some other states. I had a few people send me messages on our Facebook page about, like, hey, you know, how can I find out about these books in my school, in my state? You know, so we've had people in other states going, like, how can we fix this? Like, we know it's happening in our state.
Christy Nome from South Dakota.
Yeah.
Do you know that she didn't have a lockdown? Now, I'm going to compare some real quick. She didn't have a lockdown, never had a lockdown, never did anything, no mask, never a mandate, ever, not even a two-week mandate.
What state is that?
South Dakota. Christy Nome. Now, the question is, why did DeSantis get all the publicity on that when she did it more than
he did? That's a great question.
You see, because they selected him. Christy Nome, strong conservative, not a motherfucking DeSantis. She's like a fucking female Trump. Yeah. She's fucking right on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And her reasoning, you know what she said why she didn't do it? Because she didn't have the right to.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. And now you got the New Mexico governor. You see what she did?
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants 30 days, no guns.
Yeah, inside city limits and in the whole county.
In Albuquerque, no guns. Yes, even if you have a permit.
Yes.
They're taking away a Second Amendment
she
right.
She said even the Constitution and her oath aren't absolute.
Aren't absolute.
Complete bullshit.
Right?
Like, no, you're wrong, actually.
But, you know, so here we are, right?
Wow.
Just to get back to this DeSantis motherfucker. Now,
skull and bones.
DeSantis, right? Our governor, we appreciated the fact that we didn't have the lockdowns, but remember, there were restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Bars were closed, tattoo parlors were
closed.
Beaches were closed. Now, in South Dakota, nothing was closed.
Nope.
Not a bar, not a tattoo parlor, nothing. No mask mandates. Why didn't they give Christy Nome the publicity that they gave fucking DeSantis? I started thinking about that.
DeSantis is a globalist. It makes total sense now.
Yeah.
It makes total sense.
Because think about it. Christy Nome started it. She said no from the jump. I don't have the right to do this, she said. It's not a point that the president was saying doing it. I do not have the right to do this. And remember, when it started, Trump was president.
Yeah.
She went against Trump. And said no.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, because she didn't have the right.
She didn't have the right. She said it was against the Constitution.
Yeah.
So here, DeSantis did a little less, but did some.
He was the hero
of fucking COVID. Wrote a book about it and everything.
Sure did.
Right?
Sure.
Remember, he wrote a fucking book about it. Got all famous. She's all over the fucking planet, right? All over the planet, talking about how he did it this way and this way. Right?
He did it his way.
But let me tell you something. He's a poser, bro.
Yeah.
And if he fools the nation, the conservative nation.
No, they're not getting fooled. They better not be. I mean, you saw when Trump was at that football game at the DeSantis was there. Nobody was even saying anything to DeSantis. The crowd was going nuts for Trump. Oh, it Trump was like night and day, dude. It was like
stupid. I got to tell you, man. You seen the shirt?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Kelly got me the shirt. She got one for me and one for my wife. Thank you, Kelly. So, yeah, Kelly's the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm not a Trumper. And I always say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm not sure.
He's my choice for president. And what I mean is that you have MAGA, and then you have people. I just believe in our country, and I believe in the Constitution, and he's the closest thing we have.
There's a cult there, too. Like you said, MAGA. I'm not on the cult bandwagon, but he is my choice.
Who?
The MAGA cult.
Oh, yeah, the MAGA cult. Yeah, Trumper, I'm not with that.
The Trumper.
I already told you, if I want to excite my wife, all I got to do is come up with a fucking Trump mask and shit. She'd be like, oh, my God.
Trump.
You look good.
Trump.
Fucking Trump, boy. Trump. He's all over my house. I got to get him out of my bed sometime. But anyway, yeah, so. Ding, ding, ding.
You got to get Melania.
Yeah.
That's a real woman. That's a woman.
Yeah.
That's not like Michael.
Yeah, Michael Obama. You know, there was an interview that Tucker did. He got a lot of bad publicity about it. He interviewed this dude who said he had sex with Obama and did coke with Obama. And he got a lot of bad press because the guy apparently was arrested in 2013 or something for passing a bad check or something.
Yeah.
So they called him a scammer, a con artist.
Yeah.
But why would he say that?
It's true. It's true though, because that stuff came out way before Tucker.
Why would he say that? You know. Yeah. But now there'll be everybody though. There isn't, like, if you go on YouTube, everything is, everybody's bashing him. You don't see the actual interview.
Yeah.
It's the bashing of Tucker.
I haven't even watched it yet.
Yeah,
things don't add up. And I like how Tucker,
Yeah, but Tucker, Tucker's brave. Yeah, Tucker puts shit out that nobody else would put out.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Tucker puts out what nobody else puts out, so... You know, it makes him fucking different. You know,
Tucker's like one of those guys that, like, yeah, I'm telling the truth. Punch me in the face for it.
Yeah, good. All
right. Yeah.
What can you do to me?
Yeah.
Punch me in the face. Yeah, I know. Do something.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy. I know.
You're right.
Y'all can discredit it all you want, but
you know that,
it's shown so many times that every time he says something.
You know who's Tucker's security?
Who's his security?
He's
Hell's Angels.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Hell's Angels. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't know that when Sonny Barger passed away, he did the eulogy for Sonny Barger.
Oh. I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
The Hell's Angels are pretty much his security. He has some security, but the Hell's Angels are the ones that pretty much keep him. And he pays them, you know.
That's it. Yeah, he's got a old Tucker's loaded.
Yeah, they say Trump has his own security detail besides the Secret Service.
But you know something about the Secret Service? I noticed about Trump, even my wife notices this. She sees him a lot more. They really like him. They'll pass their hand on his back, and you can see, you could tell, like, you know.
You could tell who's the real president.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And they really care about him. I think the security detail we'll fucking take a bullet for this man.
I believe so.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. I believe he chose the security detail right. You probably have a snake in there somewhere, but the majority of them, I think, are right.
Well, they play dirty. They get people
see, what happened the first time, Trump has a bad picker.
Yeah, I believe so. He's got a horrible,
staffing record. His staff sucks. Remember?
Well, it's the first trial run. When he comes back around the next time, he's gonna clean house now.
I mean, you know, I gotta tell you, and I saw it yesterday. That's what made me think about Noam, is that I saw a ticket, Trump Noam ticket. I think that'll be a good ticket.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Yeah,
that'll be a good ticket. Yeah. Noam is strong. She's young. She's beautiful. Which people like. Yeah, people like a pretty face. Yeah. Strong Second Amendment. She's a hunter, a fisher.
She's no Kamala Harris.
Oh, fuck no.
No.
She's smart. Kamala Harris is kindergarten. Yeah.
No. Did you see, she went to the 9/11.
Yeah, to New York because Biden was in Alaska. Yeah. He spent the day in fucking Vietnam. He should have been here. But he doesn't care about it.
No, and it shows. I don't think his programmers care.
I don't think he cares.
I think they did that on purpose. Because just recently she said how she's ready to take over if need be, but...
Well, the impeachment proceeding started already.
Yep.
I already know that. But Kamala's not going to make it.
Yeah.
Kamala may be president for a very short while.
Yeah, for like a weekend.
Yeah. for a very short while, they're going to get rid of it.
It's like it's going to be a change of battery. You got to just pinch it.
I still feel like halfway before the ticket's sealed, she's not going to be on it.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling she's either going to distance herself or they're going to make an excuse for her to distance herself. And we're going to see a news.
If Biden's on the ticket, she's going to be on the ticket with Biden. I can tell you that. Because they're not going to take her out because it's just the way that is.
I just feel like somehow Newsom is going to weasel his way into the White House.
It's possible. You know,
if Trump doesn't get it. If Trump doesn't get those 442,000 votes in the swing state, you know, that he needed, which he's going to have. Yeah. It's just how bad are they going to... to the YouTube guy.
I can tell you this.
You know, this how bad is this going to be?
Even Trump said it, and
yeah, he's picking up the phone. Is it?
No, it's Bob Henderson.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, I told him I was on a podcast. It's the whole organization. It's our meeting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I told him I missed it. I spoke to him earlier.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
No, I mean, you know, like you said before about Trump. I mean, it's he's not the savior. It's not about him. It's about people waking up to the fact that things have changed and that you know what's happening in the world with Biden and the different things in the economy is showing people that this is all like a setup. Like it's a controlled demolition and it's happening on for a reason. And he's showing people how to feel uncomfortable with what things are going. You talk to people in the community now. People are. They're hurting, and they're so desperate. A guy came into your shop the other day buying some stuff, and we were talking about this exact same thing about Trump and the economy and stuff like that. I was like, what is good that's happening right now? And the guy's like, I don't know. He's like, but you know, he didn't like Trump. He's like, I don't know, but I might get to the point where I have to hold my nose and go to the poll and just vote for Trump because I just can't take this anymore. Like that's how
a lot of people are feeling that.
I know. Yeah.
You know,
hold my nose and vote. I know, but that's what happened. But
the media did that to Trump. Yeah. Remember, Trump was very likable.
Exactly.
Oprah Winfrey, fucking LaVue, everybody loved Trump. Mm-hmm. You know, but when he decided to become president, he wasn't part of the, the whatever they call that shit, the part of the fucking
the elite,
team.
Just, yeah,
part
the
of the
elite,
team.
The other
part
side of the velvet rope.
The regime.
Yeah. 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 Once they realized he wasn't part of that, they said, oh, fuck, we got to destroy this man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was the point.
Remember, or anybody like him, or anybody that speaks. You guys have had your videos taken down.
We had at least, and most of them had to do with Trump.
Badges of honor.
And Steven Crowder actually released a video today because he has to do some YouTube retraining. And he did a video going through all these questionnaires. And
this guy does that now all the time. What's his name? The guy that has 6 million views.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. Oh, yeah. Now in his last podcast, I heard, I like his podcast.
Yeah.
Last podcast I heard, he said, well, if I'm not on YouTube, he knows he gets kicked off of YouTube.
Yeah.
But Rumble, he promotes his Rumble page.
Yeah, Rumble's where really I've been pushing everything is Rumble because I think.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro.
Follow us.
You know where it's at? You know where it's at? I'm going to tell you where it's at. Twitter.
Yeah. X.
Twitter X. Will not shut anything down. We're going to start posting. I post on X, but I'm going to start posting on their video sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I don't know if you have to be verified or a subscriber to post your podcast. I'm going to figure out. But I know he wants to open it up to more creators.
Really?
I've been on Twitter since I needed technical support from Comcast.
Wow.
Years ago. You know, it's the only reason why I got on there. But I've been on there.
Been on Twitter for some time. I don't do a lot of. Only thing I do is I just repost our page.
Everything's on Twitter.
Podcast. And I answer, and I'm friends with Megan, so when she puts something out there, I give a like to her stuff.
Yeah. I get her notifications every 3 hours.
She's always going to be a special friend to the podcast and us. You know, she's, I don't forget, Megan, her story blew us up, put us viral, we had 1.8 million hits.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot
Heck
for
yeah.
a fucking small podcast.
Heck yeah.
And, you know, we thank her for that. You know, John went to jail. That was a big deal, man. That was like a big ordeal. Yeah. You know,
we followed you the whole time.
Yeah, but yeah. Remember, it's part of what happens when you tell the truth. You know, there's consequences for the truth today.
Yes.
It wasn't like that before. You speak the truth, it was a good thing. You speak today, you had those consequences. Even when you go to court, you have to be careful with the truth, how you explain your truth to them. You have to be a little like keeping the truth from them. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The truth no longer sets you free.
Oh,
in this society.
Yeah.
I mean, in me it does. It sets me free because I know I'm speaking truth. But in this society that does not, the truth will get you locked up.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Washington.
Yeah.
What's his name? Owen Schreiber?
Owen Schroyer. Yeah, Schroyer. Owen Schroyer from Alex Jones' show. Yeah. He might go to jail.
The truth will set you free and get you locked up.
60 days. Yeah. I heard he was on the street corner. I heard he was out there quite a bit, but that day he was out there talking about tyrants are evil, tyrants must die, or this guy Owen Schroyer. But he didn't antagonize anybody to go to the Capitol.
No.
He wasn't even there at the Capitol.
No, he wasn't even there.
But they got that other guy, 22 years, and he wasn't even freaking in Washington.
Oh, I know.
I can't think of the guy from the
Proud Boys.
Sandy has
his picture with him. He turned himself in, and they gave him 22 years, bro.
Yeah. Well, I think they're going to get pardoned.
He wasn't even there.
Get pardoned, but the whole point is 22 years.
Yeah.
They said that he organized it with Trump. And they told him that if he said he organized it with Trump, they would let him go.
Wow, but he said
no, he didn't. Yeah. We didn't do anything.
Just come down the other day.
We didn't do anything. The Proud Boys, bro, they said that it was a white supremacy group. Bro, he's a Latino, bro.
I know.
He's Puerto Rican.
So, that's when they were starting to call the Reverend John, the guy that was at the school
board. Yeah, the black dude.
They were calling him a white supremacist.
White supremacist.
Oh, the
John Akut.
The book band pastor.
Yeah.
I think he's known on TikTok.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah, they call him a white supremist. He's black.
A white supremacist. He's black as fuck.
I've seen his video shared. His clip was shared. I've seen it on, like, I think the Blaze Network. Newsmax.
Yeah. That's what on Newsmax, too.
I talked about it on the Awakened News podcast.
What?
That was on. Yeah.
Yeah, John's going to get him on the show.
Yeah.
They called him a white supremacist.
A white supremacist, because he was the last one that was reading out of the books, and he got thrown out, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the video you showed.
Yeah, he got thrown out.
Ryan Blade followed him out.
Yeah, that was the best. Ryan Blade running across the
He gave him some camera time outside, too. Yeah,
he's the guy running across the screen.
He's chasing him.
It was hysterical.
I love it.
The pastor going,
I have a right to read.
Yeah.
Peggy Jones is like trying to shut him down, and I'm like, why is she doing this? Let him read. Let the man read for 3 minutes. Leave him alone. You know.
She really fucked up. She had the black community once.
Well, he's from North Carolina, so it doesn't count, you know, because he's not a parent. You know,
sure it counts.
I know it does. But that's what they're saying at the board meetings. They're like, oh, he's from Carolina. He's not a parent in the community. It's like, he gives a shit about kids.
A lot of these old people he has speaking for aren't parents in the community.
Mm-hmm.
They've been out of town for a long time.
Yeah.
Don't eat. Just got
out of town. They fucking live here now, but they're fucking from out of town, New York.
Yeah. They don't
come to place, California.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Have no kids. No. They just want to fucking be disruptive.
Yeah.
No, they got paid to be there.
They did.
Come in and stand in.
They did. Yeah, there was a lot of people. Those other meetings where they had the cattle calls, where they called selective outrage, those people were being paid to be there. They were being paid.
See, the school board meetings is kind of new to us. We've been to a few, and we'd like to get to more.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard with schedules and stuff like that, but I definitely pay attention, and we talk to people about it. If not on the show, we're not at the viewer level.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, but the thing is that you're speaking.
You gotta be present.
You're doing it.
Can I tell you something?
You're doing it.
I've never spoken in the school board meeting. John will tell you.
I don't think you have to. If you're there to support people who are,
I'm present.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
I make sure I make my presence fucking known too.
Exactly.
I'm fucking present.
Yeah.
You know, I'm letting people know, man, these are my fucking people.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And I think that's important. And you guys, if you hear me, I've never really paid attention to the individuals locally, but how important it is to vote local and smart, because you can be vote the R next to the dummy's name don't mean
Peggy Jones, when it comes to local. Yeah, Peggy Jones.
Right,
she has
or
an R next
barefoot
to her name.
On the other side.
Yeah,
you
same
know.
Thing. Barefoot the same way. They got R next to their name, but they're
means
barefoot.
Nothing when it comes to
fucking playing bingo or some shit on his phone.
he was on the phone. He's on Zoom and he's on the phone.
He was like all like sloppy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there like a goof. You know? Yeah.
Playing on his phone.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Playing fucking yeah. Miss Pac-Man.
I can't believe we accept that, though. Like,
I know.
He's up for re-election, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how, like, we're still paying attention. I know him and Peggy Jones.
A friend of Gus's is running, isn't
he? I think so, yeah.
For Robert, that district?
Robert, yeah, somebody?
I think so, yeah.
My wife is, excuse me.
McCullough, I think I've seen a couple
I think
people,
so, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to pay attention more.
I think if anybody runs against Burford, they'll win. I think they'll win. I think.
Sure. I don't think
people are going to fall for that anymore. It's just it's too easy to see now. To use.
The guys
he brings in a lot of money. I mean, look at all that money that went to LaDonna Corbin. We're back.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, the pack, the PA.
But you want to know something? I spoke to LaDonna, my wife and I, and
she's not a bad woman.
No, she's a real nice person, and she's a Republican. The other thing is that what's his name? Little fat dude.
Marsh.
No,
it's
the other one.
The other conspirator.
The little fat dude. You know.
Andros.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
He took the money.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's what educated me when
took
it comes
a
to campaign managers.
I was like, holy shit, she got nothing. Maybe some you know,
like
some food and
lunch,
shit like
yeah,
that.
A couple free lunches.
But no, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's horrible. You look at the other guys.
They used her, man.
They used her big time.
Because they got a lot of money when they did that beast in that barefoot fucking...
Oh, I know. I called Barefoot out on it. I know.
When I did the numbers, it was like $110,000, $120,000 in
there. There's a lot of money, but she
got
nothing.
In contributions, yeah.
Wow. And all that money, bro, went into the manager.
Went to that Maserati.
Yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah.
You look at everybody that's filed right now, whether it's for sheriff or not, all the smart ones have themselves listed as... campaign manager.
Yeah,
really?
Milo,
so where's that money going?
Exactly.
He's got quite the bank account.
Oh, yeah. I'm voting for Milo. I'm going to tell you why. Because I like him.
I know him
personally. Yeah. He's a good guy. I mean, whatever his politics, shook hands with fucking Michelle Obama, all that. But I like the guys. I don't know Touchberry. I don't know them. So
I
voted for somebody
I like
that I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to vote for Milo. I like Milo Thorne. And I'll never forget. He gave me a break one time. He did.
That's good.
He made sure I got home.
That's freedom of speech.
You know?
You're allowed to vote for who you want to.
I don't know if I should say this, but yeah, it's a true story. I was a little tipsy, and he pulled me over, and he saw it was a little late, and he says, look, I was a few blocks from the house. He says, come on. And he just took me in his car. He said, pick up your car tomorrow.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's a good man right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so I don't forget shit like that. You know what I mean? It was a long, long, like 2003.
Wow.
But I don't forget shit like that, you know? And then I met him through Tommy. I introduced myself through Tommy.
My worry is, if there's a law passed where he's got orders to arrest people who are concealed carrying or open carrying,
do you think he would follow those orders? A lot of people in this community is his family, bro. He got mad family, Rondell tell you. How much family he got out here in Gifford, across the street from me, his cousin lives across the street from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He has family all over.
That's good.
So he's not going to he'll have to fucking go against his own family.
Yeah,
and his family are legit people, school teachers, shit like that. They all carry, you know, they're legit people. They're not gangsters.
Well, remember,
he
takes an oath to the Constitution, and he's the most powerful person in the county.
Well, I asked because that New Mexico governor, she's doing this press conference.
But I don't see him doing it because I think he'll be too involved in the community.
That's good.
I think, you know, just my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. He could flip and fucking... fucking shoot everybody.
I think out of all the candidates, only one of them would comply with something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think Flowers would or Touchberry.
I think Flowers would.
Yeah,
I think Flowers,
he would comply?
Flowers
yeah,
weak
he'd
enough,
comply.
He'll do
with
it.
The
yeah,
Democrat
comply,
governor's
comply.
Orders.
You will be locked down.
Because we could be in a total
world
of
no
DeSantis.
He'd have no option.
No, we don't need no Flowers.
He'd have no option.
If DeSantis didn't win, it's
going to be a
whole
different
world.
Touchberry, but what I do know about Touchberry, a friend of mine... you know, Bermudez, Ruben.
Yeah, I met him. Yep.
You know, he kind of screwed Ruben over. Ruben had an opportunity to be a assistant chief in South Carolina, so he moved out there with his family. And you're not supposed to give a bad referral, and he did. He gave him a bad. And it was only because he had a marijuana card. He tested positive, but he had a marijuana card.
Yeah.
He didn't tell, apparently, the department, but he had a card. You know what I mean? Because he did it for... I know the guys. He would do it more for his back because he had pains in his back.
Yeah.
So when they did that... So Touchberry has a strike.
Yeah.
That's how come I won't vote for him.
Got you.
You know, I don't know them well enough, so I got to look at it like that. I don't know their policies well enough and shit like that.
That's
so.
What you need to go by, though. Yeah. Know something about local candidates. And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
No. I know them as a chief of police in my town.
Shit, I've done a pretty good job.
I probably voted for Barefoot. I didn't even realize it.
I did vote for Barefoot.
Yeah.
I did because Vicky, our friend Vicky, was promoting
them. Exactly.
And we voted for
none of them motherfuckers.
Can I say something?
I don't know. No, you can't say it.
Yes, you did.
No, you can't.
Yes, she did. No. Yes, she did, nigga. Because my wife handles your ballot.
Right.
All your mail comes to my house.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
It's true.
It's like,
your ballot comes to my house.
But I'm thinking, like, look at the back, sign. I probably did.
Just sign it right now. Who did I vote for? Sign.
Just
sign. Yeah. So there you go. So, I mean, that's where you just, we have to look back and take responsibility for the people that are in office, too. You know, I mean, we have to look back. You know, we voted for these people. Yeah. That's why I said in my speech, I said, we voted. You work for us.
Yeah. So we got to hold them accountable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, when you told that to Barefoot, he said, you work for us, you don't have a job.
Yeah.
He got you fired.
Exactly.
Now you work for nobody.
That's what they do. And that's what they do. That's what they get.
But you know what he did? He set you free, though.
Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah.
You're not bound to a job.
They exposed themselves.
Yeah, exactly. No, they show them for who they are. And I told them, I told them that when I was leaving the building, when they kicked me out of the building before they fired me. I said, you're doing this to yourself. They do it to themselves because their ego gets in the way.
You know, a job is a form of slavery.
Just over broke.
Yeah. I know you work for a company, for a good company. I know that you also work for yourself. But a job to me, I mean, no matter how much money you make, you're
stuck.
You're a good earner.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, it's like the mob. You know, you're a good earner. They keep you around because you're a good earner.
It's true.
Because I was in sales. Or if you're a good employee, you're a hard worker.
Yeah.
He always shows up. They don't care. You know, there's really not. There's a paycheck here. And then just over broke.
Yeah.
You get paid just enough to pay your bills. No one's going to get rich working a job.
Yeah.
Nope. I think. You know what I mean?
No,
you
want to.
You got to do it on your own. You got to go out and fucking create your own money.
Listen. So the other night, I was up, you know, high as a motherfucker. And I found that movie, that They Live.
Yeah, bro. You haven't seen it?
Bro, I literally found this shit.
Oh, nice. You saw it?
Eddie and John.
You saw it?
And I watched
it. Hell yeah, bro. It was corny, right? But it was
corny as fuck.
But when you look at it,
the plot is fucking... It's
100,
it's on point. But, all right, so there's another movie. They've remade that movie a few times now.
Okay.
So I told you guys about Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
When he puts on the glasses, it's just like that.
Okay.
Because in the video game, he's just running around doing his job. Everybody else is running around making money, balling out and shit.
Yep.
Next thing you know, fucking he finds these glasses, puts them on, and he's like, what the fuck is going on?
Bunch of devils.
There's a bunch of shit going on.
Right.
Like, advertisements everywhere. I love that shit. Just like that, bro.
You know another movie that was like that? Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
Remember with the guy from The Matrix? I can't think. I'm bad.
But you know what I liked about They Live?
Yeah.
They Live had a little bit of they cloned Tyrone in it too.
Yes. Yeah,
really
bro, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
bro.
That shit was crazy. Yeah.
That movie, if you look at it, it was like a B-rated movie.
It was cheap as fuck. It was fucking.
And then you have fucking Rowdy Roddy Piper.
The fucking wrestler. I was like, is this dude a wrestler? I was looking at it. I was like, is this dude a wrestler?
Yeah, it was a wrestler from back in the 80s.
But
what I'm saying, bro, is that the whole plot of the movie, I saw it twice. The first time I kind of looked at it the way he did. The second time when I looked at it, bro, it was like, remember the TV? When he would look, we would put the glasses on.
Yeah, 3D glasses.
It would say, obey.
Yep.
Obey.
That's what it used to say on the in
when
the movie.
When you put the glasses on, obey.
Everything. Mostly everything. Control.
Right.
Yeah.
Control.
Sleep.
Right? And then when you look at people, they look not right.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
Some
people weren't right.
Right. And that's why I always say that, like, when people ask, like, who's they? Like, who's on the top? Who's above the Bilderbergs and the Soros and the World Economic Forum?
Who's that?
I'm like, there must be some kind of an alien species that's controlling a part of the humanity. And they recruit the rich and the powerful. They recruit the humans.
They give it to them.
Yeah, they give them
the
humans
riches.
All the
riches.
Exactly. And then they control them. So there's another a level of these idiots that are fucking running the show.
Because
and that's why you can't see them.
If you
and that's why they call it They Live, because that's who they is.
If you listen to the elite.
They live amongst us,
If you listen to the elite, aren't they different?
Yes.
The way they think. Like, I can't fathom how they think that way. Like, I really can't. Like, I'm thinking, you guys are millionaires. These people, big corporations, smart. But why can't you fucking see it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are you that fucking blind?
It's just that they're
programmed.
Yes.
They think different.
Yeah. But it's almost like currently we're watching that program, like, out of date. We see how bad and obvious it is with Biden, mm-hmm. who's glitching every time he's on camera. It's just ridiculous. So the whole nature of our they running the world.
So he could be, so it's like all Biden levels, could be like when they show in the movie they live, when they show the president of it, he's like, it's a new day. It's we're more optimistic. And then Rowdy puts the glasses on and he sees the president is one of those things.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's like, I knew it was something like this. That's what he says. He goes, I knew it. And because he knew that they're not really people. They're not. They don't have any regard for human life, so they don't care.
They don't care because they're not human.
Exactly.
So it's like us. We don't have regard for a roach.
Exactly.
We'll step on it, not even a second thought.
That's what they do, too. They do the same thing. They don't care. Too.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. Just, well, I dig it.
Legend that we are...
You're a roach.
like the Anunnaki came to Earth and crossbred with us to make a slave race.
Slave race, gold. Yeah. And we're being controlled.
And that's what we are. We're the descendants of the Anunnaki.
Yeah, we're being controlled by money. We're being controlled by the currency because that's when those humans sell out. Because that's what they say in the meeting, and they live when they're all in the meeting underground. And they're like, by the year 2025, they say, by the year 2025.
Yeah. 1.2, 1.5 million for me.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, that their earnings will go up by 39%. Yeah, it's all because of you, the human power elite. That's what he said. He calls them the human power elite. Mm-hmm. And then the few humans all clap, and then the aliens all clap, and they're like, we're all together. Yep. And we're controlling all the idiots up on the surface. And they know what they're doing, and that's what they're doing right now. They're controlling us with this bullshit, whatever it is, you can't see them for who they are. And that's why you have to put the glasses on. So then you start to realize, like, are some of these people not human? Like, what are they doing?
Do you think, though, they receive orders, or do you think it's just like there's puppet masters that know certain people will react in crisis? Know how America would act during a pandemic, you know, but they didn't send orders, you know, like, hey, lockdown, you know. It's just like,
we know
what's going to happen.
There's literally a Russian scientist, I was telling them about this.
Yeah.
There's literally a Russian scientist who did experiments on people, right?
Yeah.
This guy literally sat there and he told a dude, every time you get an answer wrong, I'm going to shock the shit out of you.
Yeah.
The guy kept answering the questions to the point about, like, he's about to fucking break down. The fucking doctor is about to start crying because he's not a monster. He's just like, bro. He's like, and the guy says, bro, I can't take it anymore. And the guy says, finally, motherfucker. Like, bro, like, well, I didn't want to keep shocking you. All you had to say was you didn't want to get fucking shocked no more.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you had to say. But you just keep answering the questions wrong.
Just stop answering the questions.
Just tell no more.
I don't want to do it no more.
No more.
So people will subject to stupid shit. Like, he's just doing experiments like that.
Yeah.
So they could be doing that to us.
Exactly.
No, that he was doing that for them.
Exactly.
He literally admitted, I did this for government research.
Mm-hmm. To learn how to control.
Sometimes when you speak to somebody who's asleep, right, and you start to talk to them, and they almost look at you like they're in pain.
Yeah, they do.
They look at you like, like they're in literal pain.
Mm-hmm.
It could be that they're getting fucking shot.
Right. Well, they can't compute. They glitch out.
As soon as I see it, I'm like, oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people think that MK Ultra shit was bullshit. Bullshit. But that was real. They have the real story out and everything now. The guy that broke the story, the guy that basically he started showing effects of it while he was out in public and shit, and people were like, what the fuck's going on? So then he started telling people, oh yeah, they done stuff to me. And then, like, he's like, nobody knew who he was at the time, but then his family knew. He worked for the government.
Yeah.
So fucking this guy's like tripping out. He's forgetting parts of his day, shit like that. They got him doing shit. In the middle of his day, he walking around shooting people and shit.
Like, I have no idea.
Manchurian. He don't know nothing.
Yeah, man, sure.
That's like, it was real.
I can tell you, one of the things I remember when I was in, back in the 80s, I was in the military. I overheard some chatter, right, about, you know, how soldiers can be controlled and how they're told to do certain things and you think they're going certain places.
You say it a certain way.
Yeah, keywords, you know, so yeah. If you were like a really good soldier, a good shot, like a sharp shooter and all that, you know, and they will recruit you to, you know, an agency, because that's what they recruit from the military, into an agency, you don't know what they're training you to do. Look, if you're told to shoot somebody and every time you refuse to, you get a shock, eventually you're going to say, fuck it, I'm going to shoot. Even if you could say, stop shocking me, they're going to keep on shocking you, okay? Just to kill that story.
Yeah, because
you know, I'm just saying, know what I mean? Where the guy is going to continue to get shocked until he shoots. Yeah. Could be a child. Mm-hmm. You're going to get trained to shoot or it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So what happens? You start shooting. Yeah. And next thing you know, when you're in front of a target, in front of somebody that you're told to kill, mm-hmm. That electrical shock, you're going to feel it even if it's not there. Yep. You're going to feel like if you don't want to shoot, you're going to say, oh, shit. Shh. Yep. Because it's been programmed into you, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So the same thing with these, you know, you could train a person. You could kidnap a person. I could kidnap Quinn. He's a young man, right? I kidnap Quinn, God forbid. Rather than put this out in the universe, but kidnap Quinn, train him to be a fucking assassin. Cold-hearted assassin. Treat them like a fucking animal.
They do it in Africa every day.
You understand? Yeah. Treat them the way they do in Africa every fucking day. Those kids aren't treated right, bro. They're treated disgusting. They get smacked around. They get raped. They get all that shit, bro. Go kill. And they kill.
Yeah. It's mind control.
You could train anybody to do anything.
Yeah, it's mind control. Like Rondello said earlier with the MK Ultra, that came from Project Paperclip when they brought the Nazis over here, just like Wernher von Braun, that came over here with all the NASA, and like Nick told us about NASA and Disney and all that. Huh? It's all part of it. It's all mind control. It's all part of what's happening. It's a psychological operation that we're dealing with here.
You might be like,
I'm all into it, too. I found a new YouTube channel, man, that takes me right down these
rabbit holes. Have you seen that they've released the sleep experiment?
No.
There was the Russian sleep experiment.
Mm-mm.
Like, so they took prisoners from a prison over there, right? And told them they would, like, reduce their time if they participated in this thing.
Okay.
In this experiment for the Russian government. Put them all in this room, and they just kept putting this gas in the room that keeps them awake. So for, I want to say it was, like, 30 days or some shit. Now, after 3 days... You start to experience insomnia. You'll dream.
Illusions.
Your DMT will start leaking during daytime. You'll start dreaming while you're awake.
Gotcha.
So you'll start hallucinating.
Yeah.
So fucking after 3 days, that'll start happening. After 4 days, the mind will literally blank out. Like 7 days, after a week of no sleep. You're in dysteria. Like, you're just fucking fucked up. You don't know where your mind is. Your mind is here, there, and over there.
Gotcha.
Like, so you're happy, mad, fucking sad, all that shit at the same time. They were in there for 30 fucking days.
Hmm.
They said those people were unrecognizable.
Yeah, they lost their minds.
Didn't we do that in Fallujah, though, with, like, heavy metal? Weren't we flushing terrorists, so-called terrorists,
heavy metal music. This way they couldn't sleep.
I think it was either in Iraq, but that's a simple solve.
What you gotta do is cover your ears, get earplugs. That's a simple solve. But what he's talking about, they did it with gas. There's no solve. You're drugged to stay awake.
That's like 19 hours.
The drug itself, even the drug itself has to have an effect on you.
Yeah,
still got to fuck your head up. I mean, in some sort. Whatever gas you're inhaling. I was telling somebody that today. You know how we talk about the clouds, how the fucking, you know, the chemtrails?
Yep.
I was talking about that today with somebody, and they kind of understood what I was saying, is that they're saying they're always feeling sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always sick. And it's because of the fucking shit you're smelling out, you're fucking breathing in the air.
Sure.
Fucking chemtrails, they're fucking, they're, you know, they're saying they're killing bugs. We're the bugs they're trying to kill,
bro. Yeah, we're the bugs they're trying to kill.
You understand? It's true. That's real.
It's true.
You know, that's how come people are dying of heart attacks. The vaccine probably activates whatever it is that they're fucking shooting out.
Yeah.
And that's how come people are dropping,
and then
bro.
5G.
Yeah, think about it.
5G on
mix a little 5G. Yeah, get your right.
Mix a little 5G in there.
Yeah, bro.
It's true. It's true.
Last nap you ever take.
That's right.
You're right. With that 5G, it's just fucking.
You can't see what's happening.
You can't stand the chance. That's how come you got to eat right. You got to keep your fucking face. You got to stay focused,
right.
Work out. Don't, I'm not outside a lot. I walk in the sun, but I stay indoors, man. Breathing in that air sometimes ain't healthy, bro.
They say to the mailbox and back is enough vitamin D. That's if there's nothing blocking it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. So you walk
but they're blocking it, though.
Right. Because they want to
the
hammer
sun.
Down on our immune system.
Exactly. That's come out walking in the sun. And I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I've been using this
LifeWave.
I'm going to put a plug out real quick. Yeah. You know, we're going to put a plug out for Caps because it's time. I haven't put a plug out for Caps, and they've been awesome. That fucking, they gave me the chicken cutlet, which was really good.
Yeah.
And I got some pizza that I'm going to take home.
I got my Italian.
You got your Italian?
Yeah.
No peppers, I know.
No peppers.
I know
no
you
peppers.
Said I was being China fancy schmancy.
No, fancy.
But anyway, right, John got me onto these patches, right? So I'm on John's team, right? So these patches, I got one for just for pain. So I put it on my tricep, and I've been feeling really good.
Yeah.
I put the 39 there, I put the Y one closer to my crotch, right? Because that's my core.
Yep.
I look at it like that's your core, you know what I mean?
Then you got pain, and then you got...
Right,
you got your core strained out.
This is for the sun to get, and you know, for the stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I've been doing it now five days.
About that, yeah.
That's I feel more energy.
Yeah.
You see, I'm talkative, right?
I know.
I feel more energy. I feel better. Fuck you. I'm sorry, guys.
You're good.
I'm blaming on the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But anyway, true story, bro. I feel better. So you're right.
I know.
You are right. I got a full workout in today.
Yeah. They work because it's working on your own stem cells. So it's using your own stem cells and it's using light therapy. And you'd like to be in the sun a lot. So it does work.
I was going to ask him if he took a new pre-workout or something.
Yeah, right.
Nah, bro.
Yeah.
He got three of them motherfuckers.
I'm doing an MRI tomorrow for my neck, but the thing is, I feel better. I feel better.
You have more energy. You do feel a little bit more focused. You feel a little more centered. It does help because it's your stem cells.
Mood.
Yeah, your mood's good. Yeah, you feel steady. You still steady and awake. You know, it's new technology. It's been around, but we're able to tap into it now. It's quantum technology.
Yeah,
it's using light.
Crazy.
It's using light healing because we have healing. We use light and sound therapy to heal us. And that's what's the future.
So if somebody wants to get involved in this, how can they reach you, John?
They can reach me by email at johncarapi@bellsouth.net. And you can also just text me 772-766-0168.
Yeah, give them a call on those because those are nice. I mean, it's like $3 a day, $99 a month. Definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Definitely worth the money. I mean, I'm always a skeptic until I try it.
Yeah.
And it's been working, you know. And I got to put a plug out for Caps, too, because they're awesome.
Always.
Now, Caps... They're located on 27th and Oslo, bro. If you guys are looking for a nice place just to chill and have a nice plate of food, they got beer and wine, not just pizza. I had a chicken cutlet today. They got spaghetti and meatballs, salad. Rondell had an Italian, which is really good. What did you have?
I had the spinach pizza.
Oh, spinach pizza. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And also a lot of times you get your tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a variety of food there, man. So if they want to go, what number would they call to place
call order? 772-770-CAP. P.S.
Man, see John, tell him that the guys from TGI now sent
you.
Knock
it out.
I mean to take out so much of the time on that. Do it to the end, but Caps is definitely worth putting the plug in.
Knock it out. Pizza since 1987.
Well, they've been sponsoring us since day one. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Since our first podcast.
John is a good guy.
Yeah, since our first podcast, they've been. I remember it was two pies of pizza, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Get two pies, and then they added the chicken wings, and what kind of sandwiches you guys want.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it became something really, like, I look forward to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Definitely a good place.
And they have Sunday Ticket too, if you want to catch all the NFL games.
And so plenty of TVs in there, plenty of room, nice atmosphere. Like I said, you go right outside, smoke your doobie, come back inside. Got a smoke CBD shop not too far, which is nice. I got a smoke shop, got some papers, got some pre rolls. If you guys are looking for some real good THC, check me out.
Yep, we got our products here.
We got our gummies now. Our gummies are out. We're starting to retail and wholesale. John is the sales one the top sales rep on there. So make sure you guys give John a call on that.
X39 patches. Yeah. You get your gummies and you get your pizza.
I get pizza. Good to go.
Yeah. And then don't forget to listen to the Point podcast.
To the point. You know, Mike, thanks for coming, man. We appreciate you being here today.
Yeah.
To the Point, man. You know, it's him, Leo, and Vince. You know, so
they got a great show. You go live on YouTube like we do.
Yeah. They're also on Rumble, right? You guys are on Rumble.
Yeah, I upload to Rumble. Yeah, so probably like a day or two after we do our lives.
You know, so make sure you guys check that out. You know, obviously we ask you to share our show, you know, as much as possible. You know, please.
One of these we're going to do a joint podcast with you guys too.
You know, I would like to do that in caps.
Right.
I would like to do an event possibly where we can maybe invite a few people to come and go.
Yeah.
We could do that in caps. So give us a few tables in the back. A
couple of interviews maybe.
Yeah, I'll talk to Johnny about that.
Because we got to the point us.
Yeah.
Fucking promote caps right there, have our food right there, you know, and see the people, maybe interview a few customers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? Just that sounds like a plan. I like that. Yeah. Talk to John.
I'll talk to John about that. Yeah, because you guys,
John is our setup guy.
I know, I've been playing.
John is the director. He's the one that makes sure everything is fucking directed, you know?
That's a good idea. I think it'd be a good opportunity to maybe interview some people in the community.
Yeah.
Maybe come election time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd really be good. January. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
That'd be good because we can do that. You know, talk about the election, talk about how people feel. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, they do a coach's corner there for football too. So we could do something similar to that
on a Tuesday. It's not that busy there, so it won't be that bad. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
Because we could take these and
we
got plenty of equipment.
Yeah, so we got it, man. We're good to go.
All right,
let's make sure that happens, man.
All right, there it is, it's set.
All right, guys, man, thank you so much, man, for listening. We really do appreciate your patience and your love, man. God bless you.
All right, Mike, thanks for being here, listening to the Point Podcast, and stay human.
Love, peace, chicken grease, baby. We out.